We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody! Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler, alongside Grant Bills, Paul Imig, as well, for our weekly rendition of How many people would have to, like, even if we only had, like, 10 viewers a week, we'd still do it, right, to, like, catch up?
Absolutely.
Grant?
I mean, I don't look at the viewers. Don't tell me. I'll keep doing this forever. I don't need to know. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm not in charge. That's your job. Don't ask us.
I'm just wondering, and I appreciate you guys as always for being here. Plenty to talk about with the Brewers, great vibes. Plenty to talk about with the Bucks, not so great vibes. I will start by making an awful sports story about me, if I could.
Please.
And that is the Oakland Athletics moving.
Yes.
I despise this every which way. It is terrible. I think. So basically what happened was John Fisher hates Oakland and hates his fans. And so he's wanted to move. And instead of just being like, hey, I want to move, he systematically tore down the fan base by not having any upgrades to the stadium, by not having any upgrades to the team, by sending guys down to the minors if they support the fan site that, you know, is supporting of the players. And I complained about it on Twitter. I said something about John Fisher. And a guy goes immediately, well, they had bad attendance. Like, how can you say that? If you're a Brewer fan and the Brewers move, would you like other fan bases just piling on you and taking the side of the owner? Why I want to make this about me is I did get a little I will say this. In the past, jealousy turned into disdain. It's not disdain. I think the absolute world of Pardon My Take. Friend of show to you, Big Cat.
That's true. Friend of the Winklerverse.
It is a great show. They get great guests. They have great fun. They record like at 2-3 in the morning on Sunday night to make sure they have every NFL, they're committed to this. And that's one thing that Big Cat's always said. He says you have to be consistent no matter what. What triggered me a little bit was they were talking about this and they got just like all the attention of like, fuck yeah, these guys, finally someone's sticking up for us. I've been bitching about the A's since I got on CBS Sports Radio. So what that tells me is no one listens to me. I mean, or I need it in video format or whatever, because, but even still, I'm not like, oh, this, who cares? It's like Big Cat and PFT saying something is a lot more. It moves mountains more than, you know, dumb me saying something. In fact, I want to be recognized for standing against the A's. That's all.
Not only were you maybe not recognized, I heard you have a caller on the National Perspective, which is what I'm going to call your show, from Oakland, who was like, stop talking about my A's.
Yeah, like, yeah. You don't know what's going on.
You're not here. What are you talking about? And I was like, was this caller the one, like, John Fisher defender?
I think it was John Fisher, probably.
It had to have been, like, at least, like, a kid or a cousin or something, because I couldn't believe that you got a passionate call who was, like, kind of, like, pro the ownership group. That was not what I expected.
This guy on Twitter I just checked that was supporting, he goes, bottom five fan base. I said, any fan that makes an excuse for Fisher is an even bigger part of the problem. He says the A's will be the third pro team leaving the city. It's telling you it's not an owner problem. This is a comprehension problem. So this is why people like John Fisher can get away with it. Because people are so fucking stupid overall. Overall, people are dumb. People are dumb. People are dense. People are like, we always say, oh, we're heading towards idiocracy. I wish. I wish we were that fucking smart around here.
Great movie. Great movie. Grant, well,
people also have short attention spans. So we're like, oh, screw John Fisher. And then we move along and he just gets to do what he wants to do.
Well, that too. Yeah, that too.
Grant, if you've not seen Idiocracy, please do.
Is this one of those movies, Basketball, that you told me I needed to watch? Mm-hmm, is this along those same lines? Okay.
Yeah, totally. These are these are my classics. Basketball, Idiocracy.
I thought I'm on CBS Sports Radio. What a massive audience I have. No one cares that I've been rallying for the A's.
Grant, you sent this tweet into our group chat, and I can't tell if it's if it's a video. I haven't watched it yet.
It's real. I found the video of him actually saying that. I thought that it was maybe a troll. That's 100%.
John
real.
Fisher calls Sutter Health Park, which I assume is their Sacramento ballpark, quote, the most intimate park in the Major League Baseball. He says he can't wait to watch the MLB's top stars like Aaron Judge hit home runs there.
Well, he's a monster. He doesn't know anyone on the A's. And
you know
he wants
Aaron Judge hits a home run there. It's against the team that you own, right, buddy?
That's why he's moving to Vegas. He's not moving to Vegas because Las Vegas fans want the A's. He's moving to Vegas because people are going to go to Vegas to see their team.
And by the way,
he is a tourist attraction. Nobody in Vegas is clamoring for a pro team. There's not enough of them to get them there. And in Sacramento, it's going to be the same shit. And Sacramento, like, what are they doing too? They almost lost a team, and now they're cherry picking and poaching a team from right down the bay. That's bullshit.
No, well, wait a minute though. Who did they almost lose? You're saying the Kings?
The Kings.
Probably wish they lost the Kings.
What?
Should have lost the Kings.
How would they light the? What do they light?
The beam.
They light the play-in tournament.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Good take. Good take.
I'm not sure there's a right way to move a team, but this is definitely the most wrong way to move a team. You know what I mean?
20-year systematic beatdown.
By the way, is it true too?
That all of the owners are on board with.
Well, I mean,
they all vote for it.
At least they're not pushing back publicly. You don't know that they're like, way to go, John Fisher. Well, is it also, I saw this tweet that I shared and I have not fact checked it. If you guys have, they're going to just be for those 3 years in Sacramento. They're just going to be called the Athletics or the A's?
That's not, I mean,
is that fake?
No, they won't sell merch that says Sacramento on it probably. But if you look at a scoreboard, it'll say like in the standings, it'll say Sacramento. It's not going to say Athletics.
You don't think? I mean,
that'd be stupid. Yeah, maybe.
The fact that they're playing in Sacramento at all is kind of ridiculous.
Now, having said that, I actually would enjoy seeing a Major League Baseball game in a AAA stadium. I do think there's something fun, and it's like the game. I mean, it's not exact; it's different from, but of a similar idea of the game at the cornfields. You know, with the Field of Dreams field, like it's a different place to watch a Major League Baseball game, a smaller, more intimate venue. Like, this is not pro John Fisher.
They play at the Field of Dreams. They play at Little League World Series.
I think that, I'm just saying, I think that kind of stuff is cool. Like when there's so many.
Yeah, it's cool.
Major League Baseball games
once a year, not when you fucking dick fuck Oakland for the third time.
It's terrible for Oakland. But I think like if you're games. Like. I would bet you that Kevin Holden will go to Sacramento to watch an A's game in because he's done
fucking
the
stadium. Better not.
Well, if you were that kind, if you were the person that did the MLB stadium tour, though, you would want this on your list. You'd want to see it. I would want to see it. So Kevin
Holden,
if you
is
go,
a John Fisher shill. It sounds like
it's an unfortunate.
Well, the problem is if I found myself in Sacramento and the Brewers were playing there, I would absolutely go.
Absolutely.
I would go if they were playing the Tigers.
No one. The problem with that is no one has ever found themselves in Sacramento ever. No one. No
well,
one.
Robbie
Mackla found
well, did he ever go to a Kings game? We need to get to the bottom of that. Did he ever end up making
the arena one time?
Okay. Live shot. Yeah. That's true. He's working. Okay. People find themselves in Vegas, but not.
Yeah. We're brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. The tinctures, the gummies, the lip balms. Get the sampler pack. Again, I'm going to stress this. If you have heard us talking about it and want to try some of the gummies, like, will that one be too much? When will this one kick in? How does this work? Just try the sampler pack, and then you'll be able to kind of dabble around. I mean, it's fun to try, so that's good. Then when you know what you like the best, you can go ahead and order more and still use the promo code, 25% off each and every order. HappyPlaceHemp.com. They're also in Muskego. One other thing I'd like to mention, I would like to bring up my kid, and I hope no one tells me how to parent, but my kid likes to run into our bed again when we're sleeping. And it's like, oh, okay, they're young, whatever. Oh, I get to cuddle my little guy. But he kicks the shit out of me all night. That if I don't take one of the CBD CBNs, I will not sleep through the night. And I will have to come downstairs in the guest bedroom and sleep. So I had to do that last night. I didn't pop a gummy, and I, like, my back hurts. I'm in actual pain from this little monster. If I'm awake, sometimes I'll watch what he does. And when he goes over to my wife's side, he like hugs and it's very cuddly. And then when he turns to my side, it's just like boom, 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 boom. Some deep seated aggression there already at a young age.
Yeah. You don't really quite know like the parenting adventure until you are sleeping in your own bed and then get kicked in the balls by a youngin.
Like, yeah. Yeah. A lot of ball kicking.
It's like the perfect height of these little ones for the feet. If they, well, that'll wake you up. You will be up the rest of the night. This I can tell you from experience.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Well, what do we got on the non-John Fisher docket today?
All right. I do have a Brewers and a Bucks, but I want to start Packers, which you're like, yeah, that look is what I thought you might say. Because here's my curiosity. You were the Packers GM this week, and you're hearing all the phone calls. It pretty much is going to take a second-round pick to get Stephon Diggs. You, Packers GM, would have traded a 2025 second-round pick for Stephon Diggs as the GM of the Packers. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
I don't know, because the Packers are kind of in the same, like, mindset as the Texans. So
they're sister teams between the two conferences. I've been saying that on my show.
Exactly my thought.
So if I'm saying great for the Texans, I'd have to say great for the Packers.
So let me jump in real quick, if I may, and just say, mm-mm. Packers
GM.
Yeah,
because I would say, mm-mm.
Yeah, I would not.
Why?
Here, let me. So my answer, having you guys.
Well, I had a take on this on CBS Sports Radio last night that apparently no one heard. So
I heard the first hour already, and it's what kind of prompted me to say, I want to hear the Packers' perspective on this, because we hear about this really selfless wide receiver room in Green Bay. They're all young. None of them have hit like the diva status thing yet, that presumably at least a couple of them eventually will. Stephon Diggs is a really talented but older player who I didn't do the interview. I don't know Stephon Diggs, but there's enough for me from the way, way, way outside to say, are we sure we want this guy who's been traded twice, who the team he was just on in Buffalo is willing to eat a $30 million dead cap hit? So, Bart, I also thought of this when you were talking about it. Do the thing that the other team doesn't want you to do. Buffalo wanted to get rid of him desperately. Like, they ate $30 million of a dead cap hit on a top five NFL team.
They threw in a fifth and a sixth, too, didn't they? They threw in other picks to make it happen.
Yeah, in this year's draft. So Buffalo wanted him out. So I would say if I'm the Texans or if I'm the Packers, in this case, we're going to say is the Packers GM. So, like, I see the Texans get Stephon Diggs. I'm like, wow, great move. That definitely elevates their title status. But then I make it about the home team, and I would say, what? The Bills so desperately want off this guy that they're going to eat this cap hit, give up some 2024 picks. Yeah, later round picks, day three picks, just so that we can get a second next year while eating $30 million this year. The Bills want me to do that. So if the Bills want me to do that, I shouldn't do that, right? Like, so it is, it's a strange situation because I'm watching the Texans. Whoa, Texans, that's huge for them. But I'm a definitive mm-mm for the Packers. So it's kind of a conundrum. I will pause. You guys talk.
Well, I think that, like, and for this to work, unless this is too, like, fantasy mind oriented, I think Nico Collins is the number one. And I think that they had a great connection, especially in that first playoff game. I felt like it was okay. Nico. And so if this is going to work, Stephon is to come in there and be the number two, which I think he will say, okay, or even like 1B, whatever. Okay, fine. But he's used to getting 160 targets a year.
Yeah.
And so even at the wide receiver position where, you know,
Diva,
even at that position, to go from 160 targets a year to, let's say, 85 is a huge decrease. So if he's going to buy in, it's going to be great. I think that we are overall a little too hard on receivers.
Yeah.
Like we, oh, so the guy got in a fight and you got in an argument. I mean, we look at arguments. These guys are passionate. They're playing sports, man. But still, Stephon Diggs has been traded twice. So there is some risk. It's high risk, high reward, or high reward and low risk because you just get rid of him. Yeah, he gave up a second round pick, but if it's not working, just get rid of him. So if I were the Packers, if the Packers did this, I would probably be excited and then have a lot of caution.
Yeah. That's where I'm at too. Like you'd initially send this into friend.
The Packers had Stephon Diggs. I'd be like, holy fuck, we're gonna win the Super Bowl,
right?
And then the next 3 hours, I'd be like, I sure hope he behaves, man. I don't want to see him yelling at my quarterback. And I'd be sincere about that.
I think if it's the one final piece, if it's Andre Rison, like you do it. So I think if you're the Packers or the Texans, where they are on their trajectory, I guess maybe the Texans really think that this is that piece.
You know how awful it would have been if the Packers traded for Stephon Diggs?
Tell me.
All these years, they have Aaron Rodgers, and they never get him any help.
I didn't even think of that.
And then he leaves, and they go for Stephon Diggs.
Oh. You're totally right. I don't know whose impression that was, but the content.
I don't either, but I can see the Dan Needles tweet about it right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Grant, your thoughts?
Well, I am not the Packers general manager, but
no,
both Bart and I are uniquely qualified to put ourselves in the headspace of Brian Gutekunst because we both graduated from the same prestigious university in La Crosse. I think it would be fine for the Packers. I don't think it would be bad for the Packers. I think it makes more sense for the Texans because they don't have to pay CJ Stroud for a couple more years.
Yeah.
Whereas the Packers need to pay Jordan Love. And I don't think the Packers are going to run out of money, but Houston is well aware, like they have money to burn, even though Stroud and Love are both year two starters coming up. The finances are a little bit different. I also think the Packers have a deeper skill position group. Like I like Nico Collins and Tank Dell, but the Packers have Dobbs, Watson, Reed, Wicks. Like, they just have more guys. They have guys.
Now, maybe this is me saying this as a guy that has John Metchie in fantasy. But second round pick 2 years ago and literally
I have Khalil Shakir. I'm pumped.
I do too. I have him in the one that we're in together, Bart. But like, and for what it's worth, Metchie was a second round pick a couple years ago and literally
overcame. No, I think then the league that you have Shakir, I have Metchie.
No, I have... Versa. Nope. In the one with We won't go over it. I have Mechie and Shakir in the one, in the first one that we were
you
in
do?
Together. The one, yep, the one that we're in like year
then
four.
Then I must together. Have traded one.
Maybe. I have both. but anyway, I think the Texans' depth is also good. So, Grant, any concerns, though, that the Bills wanted off of him? Like, that wouldn't give you pause?
Yeah, but I would be less worried about that if I was a Texans fan. And I think this is true of the Packers, too, where, like, when Diggs rolled into Buffalo, he was a part of making Buffalo Buffalo.
Also, like, he was 26 then.
Correct. Correct. I mean, course. Yep. I'm saying from like a personality standpoint, he is now joining a Texans team that has a good thing going. Like they're their own little, like they got something cooking. So again, just from a personality standpoint, like if he comes in and acts up, like there's going to be no sympathy for him. It's like, dude, we were working on something before you got here. We're not tied to you long-term. Like it's easier to get out from Stephon Diggs if he acts up. Yeah. And I think the same would be true if he comes to the Packers. They're like, man, they already had a good thing going. We didn't acquire you for you to bail us out and to help our quarterback progress. We brought you in to be the final piece.
Right.
So I think it would have been fine for the Packers. I think the Packers have a deeper group of young skill position players, and they don't necessarily need to supplement unless they had a crack at getting like a top three wide receiver in football. And I don't think Diggs is that. I think Diggs is really nice.
Yeah.
But I think the only reason it would make sense for the Packers to do a move like this is if they got a guy who's so overwhelmingly good. Like it's that much of a difference maker. And I don't know that Stephon Diggs is at this point.
And I saw this Ryan Horvath guy, unsurprisingly, of course, he is the chairman of the T. Higgins fan club. But I did see him say after the trade, okay, cool, Packers counter, go trade for T. Higgins. But I don't know if the three of us have talked about T. Higgins. Grant, I think to your point of like this, if you're going to acquire a guy like Justin Jefferson, duh, right? Like, what's the rest of the receiver room look like? It doesn't matter what the rest of the receiver room looks like.
It doesn't matter what the rest of the room. A.J. Brown, Tyreek Hill, like guys who have a legitimate claim to being the best wide receiver in football. That would be a receiver worth adding for Green Bay because it's like, man, I know we got a lot of young guys, but this guy is that good. I don't know if that's true of Diggs anymore. He disappeared a lot in the second half of last season.
And what about T? Just to kind of follow up on Horvath's tweet.
I mean, he's younger, but again, I don't know if he's overwhelmingly like great. I think he's very good, but I think the guys the Packers have now are very good.
I know.
Could even get better, and they're really cheap. So bringing in T. Higgins or Stephon Diggs would be a little bit like the Packers thinking, well, this is what all the other teams do, right? This is the Dolphins got Hill and the Eagles got Brown. So we're going to go get our guy, except our guy is T. Higgins instead of, you know, a couple guys who could maybe be the best wide receiver in football. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's an mm-hmm or mm-mm. I think it makes more sense for the Texans, but I think it also, I think it could have worked for the Packers. I'm not going to lose any sleep over them not doing it for a second round pick.
I think the first 10 minutes of the Packers acquiring Stephon Diggs would have been really fun. And then the next like 5 months would have been like, oh, I'm kind of like, I don't know about this. Like that would have been my reaction. Again,
the Vikings revenge games might have been fun though.
You may have seen me. I was looking on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. By the way, Dan Shaney is my insurance agent. I don't think I've ever said that. But I switched to him, and it's been great. He ran a March Madness pool for free, and then he gives, like, the winner's gift cards. So there's a lot of perks to a Dan Shaney insurance. I took, like, fucking last in it, but I signed up.
Didn't cost
I wanted
anything,
to tell
sounds like.
Paul something before he vanished into the thin air.
Sorry.
I have Mechie and Shakir in the other one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I thought we had swappy swappies.
No swappy swappies.
But we have bothies.
Both in the two different leagues. All right. Good. And yeah. I did for a long time. Did you say Mechie? I think it's Mechie.
I've said both ways. Honestly, I have said both ways
I nicknamed him Meech in one of the things. And I was like, oh, that's not even.
I think right. that if you like do sports, you should get a little more leeway in saying guys' names wrong.
Yeah.
Unless they're on like your club.
Sure.
But I was reading some of these A's and I had to like look up Christian Pache, I think it is. Oh. But if I'm saying Christian Patchy, like, whatever.
So should someone who hosts Drive Time in Milwaukee know that it's Rhys Hoskins and not Rhys Hopkins?
How would well, you know? Your own team, you have to know.
Oh, okay. I just want to know the rules.
And no reason. If you say Rhys Hopkins, you should be there should be some sort of punishment involving horses running four different directions.
Again, I don't ask for any particular reason. I just came to mind. I don't know. If someone were to do that.
How do you get the Rhys part of that right and not the Hoskins?
Rhys Hopkins.
Rhys Hopkins.
I'm waiting for someone to do Rhys Hopkins. All right. You can see why I went with that one first. Hopefully.
By the way, Paul, I hate to do this. I know your opinion on certain broadcasters around the Brewers. A color commentator did just say Joel Piamps. And then the play-by-play guy was like, yeah, Yoel is having a rough outing, like instantly, right?
Yes. By the way, when Jefferson Caro got injured last week, Grant.
Nice.
Well, not nice.
But the Jefferson nice part, that you pronounced it correctly. Not nice that he's injured, of course.
So the reason I said it like that is because as soon as the injury happened, a friend simply just texted me, Jefferson. Because they had heard our conversation. And then just sent me Jefferson.
Make sure you got it right.
Yeah. And then nevertheless. But yeah, his injury.
I just call him JQ.
Well, let's do that to do Brewers real quick. So last week we said, you know, Brewers team MVP. You get Peralta, Yelich, and Contreras, or the field, you would take Yelich, Contreras, and Peralta. It's been five games. You get one chance this season to change your Brewers team MVP vote, and it's right now. You'd like to change your team MVP vote right now to Jackson Chourio. It's your only chance to do so all year. You've seen enough in five games to say, you know what? I only get one shot at changing my bet. I get one chance at it right now, and I'm doing it. I'm changing my vote to Jackson Chourio. You've seen enough to do that. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
JC.
The thinker. I can like he's literally
I'm gonna go mm-mm.
Okay, he's not quite ready.
I'm gonna stay with Christian Yelich.
Who's also been fantastic.
Back. He's back.
He's more than back. He's better. Like he's literally statistically.
Oh, I saw Jackson Chourio's first home run live. I was there.
How was it?
Kind of underwhelming.
Mm. He froze, Grant. There he's back.
Yeah, that answer was a little underwhelming as you froze for a sec. You know what? I might change.
To sit back by the router.
I wouldn't change my vote. Those would still be my three. But if I were to consider adding another person in, I don't think it would be Chourio. I think it would be Hopkins.
Right.
Because I think who was it? It was Vinny Rotino. We had him on Bill's show earlier today, and he was hitting him with the gambit of Brewers topics, and he was talking about the Phillies. When they, they've been awesome and contenders the last couple of years. He's like the leader and the voice and the personality of the team has never been Harper. It's been Rhys Hopkins. It's been Rhys Hoskins. And I think there's something, especially now that the team's kind of not searching for an identity, but we were the Craig Council Brewers for so long. And now things are, we're trying to figure out the shape of this team. I think Hoskins is going to be really, really important to that this year. So I would probably lean Hoskins over Chourio, but I mean, you just see the flashes with Chourio already. I'm super excited to watch him. I just don't know if I'm willing to go team MVP yet.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I just wanted to see like how hot the excitement was, considering he's going to break a ton of records for the youngest player to do this, the youngest player to do that. And you could not have asked as a Brewers fan for a better start for this 20-year-old kid than what we got. So I would also, I think, still say, mm-mm. I think I told you guys this last week, but I do have a buddy who, when I tested the question, was like, I'm going to say, mm-mm, this was a week ago. Mm-mm, it's Chourio for me. And I was like, well, like, first off, if you're right, what a fun season like that would be. So I'm more than happy to like be wrong if the answer ends up being Chourio. But yeah, I think,
It is great that he's off to a good start, and it's not like, well, you gotta just be patient with the young man.
Yeah,
he's and maybe there's Vin Scully's got one different, but Is a 90-year-old Bob Uecker calling a 20-year-old Jackson Churio's first home run the largest age gap between announcer and first home run that's ever happened?
That needs to be shared. From
it's got to be, because Vin Scully passed away at 94, so I don't know if he got one in there.
At age 94.
Yeah.
I was like, I think it was more recent than that. I thought I was alive when Scully kicked the buck.
Oh, you thought I said Vin Scully died in 1994?
Yeah, I'm like, wait, shit, are we thinking of the same guy? Someone's got to be able to look into that.
Yeah.
Someone has to be able to look into that.
I would like some people to look into some things for me if I could just divert for a second and make more about me.
Oh, yeah.
I need help in a lot of different areas.
Yeah.
And I do. I'm not ready to go to like Twitter to ask because I think I don't like it. I especially don't like when people are like, hey, any good recommendations for a plumber? Go. When they say go, that fucking go drives me nuts. But I need help with a router because I have the max speed and they are sending the max speed to my router. Mm. But then the router does not send the max speed throughout the house. And I called AT&T on this and said, do you have a different router that can give me the max speed? And I swear, everyone I talk to on the phone is dumber than the last person. My Vanguard is like, basically, they just gave all my money to a charity, I think, because I can't get through to that. Now I try to sign in. They're like, you need 3 new security questions. So I do them. And they go, all right, you've been logged out. Sign back in. You need 3 new security questions. It's an ever-ending loop. So I need someone to help me with the router. I need an electrician to redo all the outlets on my first floor and then install some in my second. I need someone to help me build a studio in my basement, and I need someone to help me write a will. So I need a lawyer in family law that does that. So any suggestions on any of those, please DM me at your earliest convenience.
Go.
Go.
That was a good grant.
Well, thank you.
But if I put that on Twitter, I'd be like, hey, I don't know.
I want to see the
30 minutes into a show. Someone would be willing to help. And that's where I'm comfortable asking.
I want to see the reaction to you tweeting, I need someone to help me with a will.
I need someone to help me with my wife's will.
Like Bart, you maybe have gone through this before when like
that's really dark and messed up.
Like with the fan, do you ever get those packets from the sales staff where it's like, fill this out? And it's like, are you looking to buy a car? Are you looking to replace your roof? Are you looking to I was 20 and they give me one of these things. It's like, none of the thing. Bill asked me the other day during the show, if I have a fireplace in my apartment, like Bill, I think I have a space heater is what I told him. Like, that's all I have. Like, I need a big house with lots of toys. So then I can use that to get sponsors, but I can't get a big house with a bunch of toys until I get a bunch of sponsors. See, this is,
Do you ever fill out those questionnaires and then have you ever had a follow-up from them? Because I have not.
I've never needed my gutters.
Hey, welcome back. Fill out this questionnaire. Oh, great.
Bart, for your AT&T, do you have the fiber optic stuff in your neighborhood?
I think I do, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
You're out in the burbs. Who knows?
I say that because they just dug it recently and they're telling all of us in the neighborhood, we just dug fiber optics. You should switch. And I was going to do it. And now you're telling me about your AT&T issues has me on the fence again.
Well, I pay for 1,000 and I can only get 300.
You pay 1,000 a month?
I would. For cable, I would.
Yeah.
Cable is my one non-negotiable.
I did do the opposite of what you were referring to. I did ask for help. I never tweet, but I did last week saying like, I don't have cable. How do I watch the Brewers? And I did, as a result of that, purchase an app that I can record Brewers games on.
You can get fucked is what you can do. That's what you can do to watch the Brewers because it's very difficult.
Well, I found a good solution. Thanks to someone's suggestion.
Without cable, and Fubo? I have DirecTV, yeah. But without DirecTV, how could I have the joy of recording all the late night talk shows that I do and then never watching them and deleting them from the DVR the following morning? How could I get that if I didn't have a DVR and cable?
See, I remember the days not that long ago of the DVR. And
I mean, there used to be a charm into flipping channels. No one does that anymore.
Mm-mm. You're talking to a guy who hasn't watched a commercial in years because I just watch everything that's recorded and then, yeah.
In our group chat this weekend, and I hope I'm not betraying a confidence by sharing this, you said, watching the Brewers game tonight, please don't spoil. I said, Paul, you're the first. I didn't say this, but I thought, Paul, you're the first person in history of human race for an April baseball game to be like, please don't spoil. I'm going to watch it tonight. I'm like, Paul, there's another one tomorrow. Like, you can just skip this one. You jump back in tomorrow. It's fine.
In a different group chat with friends, there's only two. One is with you guys, one's with another group. I don't want you to feel like there's a lot of, but you're both very special. But during one of the games, a message I got was just Cheerio! Exclamation point. And I was like, fuck you, God. Like, I wanted to, now I know there's going to be a good Jackson Cheerio thing.
You didn't say Jackson Cheerio home run.
Nope, but
I would have assumed
it happened to be that, and I kind of assumed it might have been. All right, another topic for you.
Yeah,
I was going to ask you another Brewers one about the hot start, but we can save it. On the opposite end of the spectrum, the Bucks are in legitimate danger to lose a first round series.
Yes.
No hesitation from Granville's.
Not at all. I also think they could win the title. I think with Ty Windish, friend of podcast, the Eurostep podcast, on my program on Wednesday.
This network down there, Blue Wire.
Yep. He is a Blue Wire buddy, a BWB. And he said something that I completely agree with, in that he thinks if the Bucks go into the playoffs and they win the first round series, it's game on. They're going to the conference finals at least, and they are a real legit contender. Either that, or they are losing in the first round and it's a nightmare. Like, I don't think there's this world where they scuffle through the first round and then they like have some ugly series in the second round. Like, I think this is an all or nothing postseason. They're either going to do this thing and they're going to do it all the way, or they're not going to do it at all. And they're never going to get off the ground.
Yeah.
You would think that I would say no because I'm so always regular season doesn't matter, but obviously, yeah, they could easily lose in the first round. The East is good. They might play the Sixers. I mean, whoever they play, they could lose to whoever they play. The Pacers, you're like, oh, let's duck the Sixers and get the Pacers. Pacers beat us four times.
The Magic have young athletic players. That could be a nightmare.
I still think we're going to play the Magic
in the first round.
So, whatever. Just
we're gonna get to the playoffs and we're gonna see Dame and Giannis, and we're gonna be like, oh shit, no, oh my god, we have these guys. I don't think that this week is indicative of what's gonna happen into the playoffs. The Nuggets last year, and they didn't play Jokic in all the games, but they went into the postseason 2-6. And what that means is you don't have to be like, it's not an upward momentum, you can stop and start. Yeah, the flip a switch thing, I just think is so. So you're telling me that the playoffs, fine, but you have to be good the last 2 weeks of the season to be. It's not like a running start. It's not a running start for any of these teams. The Celtics are probably going to rest a bunch of guys, and they're going to be able to flip a switch because they've been so dominant and they're good. Painfully to admit. I don't believe in the flip this, or I don't believe that it's a problem. I don't believe that you need momentum. I think sometimes it might help and it might like get you feeling good. But when you start the playoffs, I think the momentum comes within the playoffs, because like the Diamondbacks, they backdoored into the playoffs. They were like, oh fuck, we need one more team. I guess the Diamondbacks are in. And then they kind of like struggled against the Brewers, then finally got hot against the Dodgers, and then went to the World Series. The playoffs are such a different thing. They are not anything like the regular season. So I do think that you can view them separately. The problems with the Bucks, you know, you don't want to see these in the playoffs. And if I see some of this in the playoffs, then I'll be like, oh, fuck. But they've also not had Dame for a bunch of games. Middleton is, you know, back sort of. I don't like that when Adrian Griffin got fired, you know, if you want to paint me on team Adrian Griffin, and then Doc was struggling and it's like, oh boy. And then Doc was doing real good. And then everyone's like, oh, fuck it. Let's look at Winkler's tweets from 3 months ago. Oh, now Doc's coaching like shit. Like, should I have retweeted? Like, who cares? None of this shit matters. The playoffs start in 2 weeks. That's when it matters. For some teams, the regular season matters. Like, it kind of matters for Houston. They're trying to get in. It kind of matters for some teams. It doesn't matter for us.
What? By the way, what a fucking ringing endorsement for a television product and games that you can buy tickets and attend.
Yeah, well,
you said
what
matters for some teams, and then you mention like a team and a half. And I'm not disagreeing with you, but that's why like I'm just so fucking over this season.
If you tell me the Bucks are going to be the 2 seed, they might have to play on the road or the 3 seed. I don't give a fuck. The home court advantage is not as like. I mean, in Boston, it's going to suck. In a game 7, you will be down by 20 right away. So
yeah, but they always lose the first game anyways. Might as well be on the road. I don't mind starting on the road because I almost like the opportunity to just steal one of those first 2 games, and then you're in an awesome spot. I think
I just don't like that people seem to forget that this was a team that was down 0-2 multiple times the year they won a finals.
Mm-hmm. Here's the only thing about that road situation, though, and Doc Rivers talked about it. This week,
they also can't win on the road. Yeah,
they're 18-20 on the road. So
you often use your Warriors experience to help enlighten us.
Thank you.
Pores. You did that with the structure of the playoffs. Your second team, the Warriors, they sucked rod on the road last year. What do we need to know about it? How did that impact your team last year? Your second team.
My Warriors. Well, they got what happened to them last year? They got bounced pretty quick, didn't they?
Well, they won in 7 against the Kings.
Oh, yeah.
And they lose to who'd they lose to in the next round? Nuggets? No.
Denver?
The Lakers?
No. Was it?
No, the other team.
Who the fuck they lose to?
I don't. They're not my team. I don't know. I watched them against the Kings. I was so pissed when they lost in 7.
The Clippers?
Really? Are you telling me this?
No, they lost to the Lakers. I was right.
Okay. In how many games?
6.
And then it was Lakers Nuggets in the finals.
Yeah, and the Lakers got swept in the best 4-0 series ever.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I think Luka should be the MVP, by the way.
Wow. You know, they could be in the play-in, right?
Luka's having 34-9-10. No one's ever done that.
Can Wemby be the defensive player of the year? Bill Simmons says no, his team isn't good enough. And that has to matter.
Which player?
For team? For defensive player of the year? No. He can absolutely be it.
Who's the player?
Wemby.
Yeah.
Why do they have to be good for him to get that award?
Well, the team and the team's defense has to be good. Like, you can't be the defensive player of the year and be on a bad defensive team. I know. Simmons has lost his nut this year. So is Russillo a little bit, but that's different. Like, those two.
I mean, how are you going to watch these final 4 games on Friday? There's so much NBA to watch.
Well, and it's not for me, okay? And that's okay. It doesn't have to be for me.
Like, do they create their own shot?
Blazers magic.
I think UConn's going to beat Iowa, but I think that's a pretty trendy pick, actually.
Yeah. Paige Beckers is her. Her. They don't have that. That's something, you know.
Her?
Yeah, they don't really have I'm him. Like, that's great. Women can't say I'm her. That just doesn't hurt.
Really can.
That's an Arrested Development bit. Her? Like, no, her? That doesn't have the same punch.
I'm her.
I'm her. It doesn't sound, it sounds past tense. It's her? No. Him.
I'm her. Him. I am. Maybe they have to, well, and I'm with her was for
I'm
Hillary.
She?
Mm. That didn't work. I am she.
That's what I'm saying.
I am. Yeah. I am him assumes a pronoun, so I don't like to say that.
I am they them.
How about these play-in games with 6 games to go for most of these teams? The Suns, Lakers, and Warriors could all be play-in teams.
Have the Kevin Durant, Suns, Have the Suns been getting
Kevin Durant, LeBron, and Steph could all be playing guys.
I've been very soured on the NBA this year just because it hasn't really been a great product. Have the Suns been getting requisite shit for not being nearly as good as everyone thought they would be this year? Because I feel like the Bucks are under a microscope. What's wrong with the Bucks? But the Suns.
No, because in the West, it's like, oh, the Thunder are good and the Timberwolves are good and everyone that's good is celebrated. But in the East, it's like the Cavs aren't celebrated and the Knicks are only celebrated in New York. And then so everyone looks at the Bucks and says, you can't be better than them. That's weird.
Hey, let's play through this real quick. All right, 7-8 right now is the Pelicans hosting the Kings. Who would you take?
Pelicans.
Same. The Lakers would be hosting the Warriors in the 9-10.
Lakers.
Bart,
that is the kind of game that the Lakers are made to win.
Can you guarantee me that Draymond will play the full game?
No, you definitely can't.
The Lakers, this Lakers team is summed up by a team that would win that game by like 20 points and then get their ass kicked for the 7-8 seeding when they're already advanced.
Sure.
Yeah.
So then Kings would be hosting the Lakers for the 8th seed.
So the Kings will win.
Okay. So the Lakers and Warriors are both out.
No, then the Lakers would be in.
No, because the Lakers would have to win twice. The Lakers would have – so the 9-10
– Oh, yeah. Okay. So they'd have – the Lakers will win.
So the Lakers would be – if the Lakers are the 9, which they are right now, they're a game back of the Kings and the 8.
I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. Sorry.
They'd have to host the Warriors in the 9-10, win, and then go to the – two. In this case, the Kings, if they lost to the Pelicans in the 7-8.
The G1C, the Golden 1 center.
Would then set up, like, potentially Timberwolves as the 1, getting the Lakers as the 8 – which doesn't seem, you know what though? Karma for Glenn Taylor would have that. Glenn Taylor versus the A zoner.
A-Rod? Oh, Glenn Taylor versus the A zoner? Oh, Glenn Taylor. All right, Glenn Taylor. How about John Fisher versus Satan?
who you got?
Need to see them in different rooms first.
Pacers 76ers is the 7-8. The Sixers would be being on the road. Who you got? Pacers hosting the Sixers in the 7-8.
Sixers.
John Fisher's 62. Like, he's rich. Why can't you just go away and be rich? What is this constant quest for power and money that we as humans have? When we have enough, we never have enough.
Yeah, I truly, truly, truly believe that I would go away so fast.
These politicians, like... these guys, I don't want to be, like, political.
Go ahead, cook.
But, like, why is Mitch McConnell still bothering at 8? I know he's finally retiring, but I shouldn't even say finally. Fuck, you know.
It's a long-respected career in politics, Bart.
But what's the point? Get out at 75.
Jeez, no. I would get out so much sooner than that.
See, I want to retire at 50.
What will you do with your life, Bart, if you retire?
Take on some hobbies and projects. Like,
he's not a hobby project guy, respectfully.
Bart, you're saying?
I would love to learn. I would love to figure out how to finally play piano. I would love to learn Spanish. I would love to see different parts of the country, maybe even the world. I would love to not have to be bogged down to a commitment. I would love to just wake up and say, the world is my commitment.
I see, Grant.
But you can't do that unless your parents did that. So my parents didn't have a $1 billion industry.
I mean, well, you could, if you really wanted to, beans and rice, rice and beans. You could retire at 55. It's doable. I just.
But then
don't...
I'd still need to pay for health insurance.
But what are you going to do with your life? Human beings, we're not designed to wake up and just fuck off for a whole day and then go to sleep. You need something to. You need to get your hands dirty. You need to create.
I got DraftKings.
You know what I would do, man?
So basically, I don't want to retire. I just want to be a full-time DraftKinger.
Didn't they ban you? Didn't you? I thought you were done with DraftKings.
They thought I was cheating because the computer I was using at work was on a what is it? A VP?
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the other time. The time where you told
that was him. That was Bravada.
Oh.
Wasn't there one of those though that you said never take my money again, never take my
car Bravada. Again?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Does anyone else? I'm a little. Since we're talking about gambling, I'm listening to the Brewers post-game show, and it's like Pato Sportsbook is the sponsor of it, right? And it's like bringing a new meaning to betting big and betting bold. It's like, is that really? I understand those are just buzzwords, but how do you say that as your tagline?
I turned on ESPN today.
Betting conservatively, betting cautiously.
I turned on ESPN, and they were doing a women's tournament segment, and it was a betting segment. And I got to say, I'm all for betting content, but I think they do need to be separate.
You saying men and women, we can't bet on women's sports, but we can bet on men?
It's quite a jump. I'd appreciate it. I'm saying
no,
about the women's tournament, if you think UConn's going to win, you got to dig a little bit, but you'll find there's more value on Paige Beckers to be player of the year because she's plus 225 sure. instead of plus 200 for UConn. Oh, great. Fuck. So are they going to win? Like Caitlin Clark, apparently she wanted to go to UConn. That seems like a story you could fucking report on.
That's why, by the way, that's why I like Kostos. Is Kostos isn't just like he, that's those are the types of conversations I like, where it's like, if you are betting this, think about it this way. And this is why this number is what it is.
Like I would go to Horvat to get betting.
Mm-hmm.
If I turn on Sports Center, I don't want to see this guy who one of the 15 anchors there that I still don't know his fucking name, but he's been in my life for 20 years.
He's retiring. The retiring one, John Anderson?
Not that one. This other guy. I'll pay you if you knew this fucking guy's name.
Who was the guy? Was it Reese Davis who referred to a bet as a risk-free investment jokingly, and then everyone jumped in his ass, which is so dumb, by the way.
But it wasn't a joke. He's just bad at speaking.
Well,
are you going after a media personality, Bart?
Reese Davis, yes. I will go after Reese Davis. I feel like they are so in the tank. For the SEC, they are a menace to
the sport. Oh, my God.
By the way, I find it really interesting that anyone who has listened to you or knows you prior to January of 2024 knows you pick so many media battles that it's got to be exhausting. And now you're the guy who doesn't go after enough media people.
Well, I don't want to – if I'm going to go after someone, I'm not just going to go after them just to go after them like I would – like I used to. I'm going to go after him if there's, you know, meat on the bone. Because I don't want to wake up at noon and see that, you know, I had a tweet explode or someone wrote an article about me. But why should I think that's even possible when I've been trying to say fuck John Fisher for 18 months and no one gives a shit?
Not even Jason Barrett? Not even Barrett Sports Media? I love you and Shep talking shop, talking about the biz the other night with callers.
Well, I was really pissed about that.
Shep was too. Both were.
Well, to say that callers are a crutch is a crutch.
Correct.
Like if you just say, all right, take a phone call, and then you clip your nails for 3 minutes while there's a guy talking on the phone. Yeah, that's obviously you're not doing your job. But if you want to hear
a general example.
Yeah, but if you want to hear other people like have an opinion and then react to that opinion, there's so many times where I'm like, God, I don't know that I have anything else on this topic. And then I'll talk to a caller and they'll say something that'll spark something in me. And then I'll have another 5-10 minutes on it. And it's like, wow, I'm so glad that someone was willing to call and talk.
Well, and I think you said this because I heard this segment as well. And I think you mentioned it, but some hosts, of course, 100% do use it as a crutch. As a way to kill 2 minutes with no back and forth, with no added value.
I'm not going to say that I never like zone out during a call.
Oh, I do.
But I'm saying more often than, and I, we've talked about this, but when you became, when you like, as you were evolving on SSP and you became very caller centric, I told you, I'm like, man, it's a lot of calls, like really long calls, Bart. Are you sure this is what you want to do? And you're like, just trust me. And you, I've told you many times, like I was wrong. Yep. because it is an art to make the callers not taking calls, but to have it be valuable. That is not common. I think that's a very unique skill to not anyone can take a caller, but to have it be a meaningful, valuable ad is a skill that few have.
Like sometimes callers just call the call. They're like, well, it's your show's on, so I'm going to call today. Like, that's not my fucking fault that, you know, so-and-so called in with nothing to say today, and I'm not going to be mean to them on the air. You know what I mean?
There are, like, I never felt this way doing the morning show, but there are some people that have called the show that even if they've called, like, one time, but I'm a lot quicker to be like, wow, I have immense disdain for this person. Like, I just do not like the way he is speaking. I don't know. I never felt that before.
You have more options, more caller options now, though. Like, there's a broader field of possible callers, so you can be a bit more picky.
He does not need this, but I will say Tony is a pro's pro. Cone is a pro. Tony is a pro. Tony goes from the phone is picked up to 2 seconds, and he's into his point. And I love that about Tony. Also, Cone the other day, when he went to take a fucking drink with his straw through the bag while you guys were talking. It's I could show that to my girlfriend and she'll be like, this is the why are you wasting my time with this? And I'm like, no, trust me, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. And it's just a man with a bag on his head drinking through a straw.
It is interesting. Like if I'm scrolling Twitter and Bart, you'll be doing one of your lives. And it happened this week. It probably is exactly what Grant is referencing. I didn't have a chance to watch it live as it was happening, but I quick scrolled and sure enough, Bart was live. And what I saw, like if you didn't know better and you're scrolling through your Twitter and okay, this Bart Winkler guy is doing a live thing right now. And it's a side-by-side of you and the guy with a paper bag on his head. If you didn't know and you like you're a new follower to Bart Winkler from the national show and you start scrolling through, you're like, what? Like, how could you react in any other way but befuddlement?
It's the nods too when he just goes like this.
Oh, I'm pumped when I get a Cone bag nod.
Are you looking for something? Because I have one last comment, then I gotta go.
Yeah, I'm trying to find this guy that. Oh, maybe this is him.
Are you looking at the entire history of every human that's ever been on TV? Like the list of people who host SportsCenter cannot be this long.
No, the guy's on now. And I just scrolled the entire ESPN like roster, and I did not see his face. But I have to show you this guy because if you see this guy, you will not know his name. All right, continue.
I don't watch SportsCenter, so I don't know.
But you've seen this guy.
I don't know.
I know you have.
I didn't know John Anderson was still in the air. I don't mean that as a shot. I just don't know.
John Anderson could walk into this fucking studio right now and I'd be like, did I like used to live next door to you or something? Like, he's so prevalent, but he's also not at the same time. Like he announced his retirement and the entire sports world was like one of the best. Like the tributes just poured in and it's not that he didn't deserve them. Just whatever. Well, what was your comment, Paul, while we wait for Bart?
Okay, this isn't the guy, but I know nobody knows this guy's name.
I don't know who that is. I don't even know who
he's been on ESPN for 16 years.
I don't know who that is. But I'm the wrong person to ask.
Kevin Connors.
Kevin Costner?
Kevin Connors, but that's not the guy I'm thinking of.
All right, I'm going to share you with this. If you've seen the tweet, it doesn't count, but this came in while we were talking. Buster only reported what the dollar difference was over the 3-year span of which the A's will be in Sacramento and not Oakland. How much money difference? So he quote.
Oh, I saw only. This. Yeah.
Oh, if you do. Okay. So then don't cheat. Grant, it appears that the difference between what Oakland offered and what the A's wanted was about blank or so over 3 years.
Total over 3 years, not per year, total, but total over 3 years.
Total over three.
Well, I'm inclined to think that it's, well, what is this money for again? For the lease?
That would be my assumption.
It's not less than 10 million, is it?
No.
Is it less than 20?
35 million. Buster only goes on to say, or about this saying that the Angels are paying reliever Robert Stevenson.
Holy balls. They're paying, I've never even heard of that guy. They're paying him $35 million. $95 million for Hader, by the way, is shitty money. There's no way that contract is going to go well.
How is he doing so far? I've not seen
him. I blew a save.
He's blown two saves so far.
Did he blow two Yankees games, or was one of them a different?
No, one to the Jays. And then did you see what Joe Musgrave said? Musgrove?
The Padres starter said? Yes.
Hader is my Roman Empire. Anything that he ever does or is said about him on the internet, I will find and I will commit all my attention to.
Here, ready?
Yeah, share your screen.
I'm almost ready to at least overlay. I don't know how to share screen yet, but I think I can provide an overlay. So this guy has been on ESPN in some capacity since 1997. What is his name?
Oh, I don't know.
God damn it.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Mike?
He's been on ESPN longer than Grant's been alive. What's his name?
Joe, Phil, Joe, Bob, Mark.
When you say the name out loud, will it click in my...
No, no, yeah, no, no, you won't be like, no.
John Buchagross.
No.
David Lloyd.
Oh, fuck off.
I've never heard that name in my life.
But you know this man.
I do know the man. Like, he's generally familiar.
Here I am complaining about my not getting enough traction on CBS. And there's a guy who's been on SportsCenter since before Y2K was a problem. And we don't know his name.
His name is what again? Lloyd Miller? What?
Is SportsCenter like
David Lloyd.
I'm gonna clip that,
I think.
Are you supposed to graduate from SportsCenter to go on to do bigger and better things? Is that how it's? Is it like SNL in that way? And that's
like SNL, where it's your dream job. You love it. You realize it fucking sucks after 8 months, and then you have to do it for 6 years because you work so hard to get there.
What is the bigger or better thing?
How? Like Dan Patrick has
SportsCenter, yeah.
Show
your own radio.
Working once a week during football season. You know,
maybe that is that the pinnacle of our profession, and we're all like, God, that doesn't even sound that fun.
Berman,
what are we doing?
Yeah, it's like, fuck, he's got to work Sundays
at night too. Like even worse,
20 days a year. Oh, thank you. Thank you. The doot doot doos.
David Lloyd is like, if only he knew the strays that he's catching. That's it, right? David Lloyd?
Well, I'm gonna clip this, I think, and then...
Are you going to tweet it at him?
No. But someone will be like, at David Lloyd ESPN. Then he's probably not even on Twitter.
Or maybe he'll be like Sam Decker, just search his name every couple hours just to make sure he's not missing out on anything.
Sam Decker does search his name. There's no question.
And that's fine. Like, I don't do it, but no one tweets about me, so it's fine.
I'll search my name right now. I haven't done it in a while.
On Twitter?
I'm sure it's going to be all positives.
Search Paul Imig.
Well, there's also so many people that I've blocked. Oh, right now, it's just me.
Oh, hey, what's... I got to go. What's your barometer meter?
I'm either going to do most hapless franchise currently or...
Like in all sports?
Yeah, best NFL division.
So like the most hapless, like the A's are number one.
A's, the White Sox, no, there's no order. A's, White Sox, Rockies, Wizards, Blue Jackets, Sabres, Angels, Hornets, the entire AFC East.
Pistons?
I was going to say Patriots need to be on there.
Well, I just put the AFC East as a collective.
I like that. Patriots are going to suck.
The one, if you were looking for a baseball one, though I think you just found it by packaging it in this way, but you were talking about something the other night that made me wonder if you wanted a baseball one of like the 8 most marketable MLB players. Like to grow the game, like you're trying to grow the game. You need marketable stars. So, like, the guy that walks into the room and you're like, oh, that's a baseball player. I want him for my brand. I'm going to give this guy a shoe deal. I'm going to give this guy a blah, blah, blah deal. This is the guy that can bring our sport forward. Who the top 8 would be. I think my number one is number one really obvious?
Off the top of my head, I would say, I'm thinking off the top of my head, Bryce Harper.
So he'd be in, like, I don't have a list, but like in my top three, I think it's Aaron
Judge. Soto, Judge. You're going to say Judge because we got a big day coming up.
Paw Patrol Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Judge is doing an episode with Rubble's crew.
But he's like 6'8". He's a mammoth human who just, oh, nice. I see that. And you have Sky on there too. Very good, Marshall.
Otani's not. Why have none of you said Otani?
Because he's
I think Otani.
Gambling thief.
Oh, jeez. Stop it.
Otani's in there.
Otani's clearly in there.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you.
What about like Jose Altuve?
Just because he's short?
Because we know who he is.
Yeah.
Julio Rodriguez, but nobody knows who he looks like.
He could be sitting next to me in this building and it would still take me a sec.
Bryce Harper's definitely on there.
Mookie Betts.
Mookie's on there.
Basically, it's just what are eight people you think the American public can recognize in baseball?
Well, just or that if they had a bigger platform, if they had more sponsorships, if you put them on the covers of everything, that it would move the sport forward. So maybe they aren't yet recognizable, but they're good enough. It's easier to like.
They can't be like Jackson Churio's not in there.
No, not. I mean, certainly not yet. I don't think there's a Brewer.
Oliver Dunn's not quite ready.
Not
close
quite.
Though.
Not quite.
Would like Kershaw be in there? He's so old.
That's okay though. I mean,
Dela Cruz. Nobody knows what he looks like.
No. What?
Josh Hader.
Hader's an interesting
relatable one. To a lot of the American public, I would imagine.
What, for sucking at their job and falling upwards? For
being racist is more what I meant, but also that.
They're just lyrics, Grant.
Did you say they're just lyrics?
Just tweet lyrics. Isn't that what he did?
I can't remember. I don't know.
I just
what about like Vlad Guerrero Jr.? Big guy.
Yeah.
You know, the
famous
son of
dad.
A big leaguer, right, exactly.
We love Nepo babies in America. He's obviously not a Nepo baby. He earned his keep. He's very good.
They finally found a tweet that Travis Kelce had to delete.
Oh, really?
Were they just song lyrics?
April 4th, 2010. Happy Easter to all. Shout out to Jesus for taking one for the team.
He's not wrong. That's exactly what Jesus did.
Well, he deleted the tweet.
Thanks to Jesus for taking one for the team.
How was your Easter?
Do this topic, would you, please?
Yeah, what should I do tonight? Should I do Hapless Franchise tonight?
No, do the baseball one. Do this one. By the way, I think Corbin Burns lost some of his when he cut his hair. And I'm very serious about it. I know, but he's not yet. But I'm saying, like, you're the MLB.
You're so interested in this. Do you want to just do it and send it to me?
Do you want to do my show for the next 2 hours? Because I went to a concert last night. I'm a little pooped. I'd like to go home personally.
Do you need a guest?
No, Well, next week is Neil Diamond week, so I was hoping to have you next week if that's fine.
I'll do both.
It's a lot of Bart Winkler. I'm kidding. You know, I would love as much Bart as possible. What would you talk about if you joined me in 40 minutes?
I don't know.
Ringing endorsement for your A's? Services.
A's. Yeah, here to talk about the Oakland A's.
The guy who's been on the forefront of the Fuck John Fisher campaign.
And not getting the credit he so rightly deserves.
That's funny.
I do think Altuve's on there. I don't want him to be because he clearly cheated.
I'm going to do Hapless Franchise tonight. I need more time to think about that one. Okay. And I already wrote out the franchise one, so.
And how dare you add more work to your excruciating 20-hour work week.
I'm going to put Sabres
that's,
to...
That's toxic. That's toxic, Paul Emig. That's not...
I'm purposely being a dick, yes. That's true.
I'm going to put Sabres 2 to get a reaction from Buffalo and make it look like I'm talking hockey.
Why
the... Did you say... in 13 years.
Did you say the Columbus Blue Jackets?
Yeah.
Why? What's the deal there?
I just read an article about them, how they have like the shittiest franchise ever.
Really?
Yeah. Like they're never good. Every time they get close to being good, they fucking fall apart.
They're in Columbus.
People don't even know, like, who's the team that moved that it's like, oh, fuck, the Atlanta Thrashers.
Yeah.
You could tell me, like, oh, the Thrashers are on TV tonight. I'd be like, oh, okay, what time? You'd be like, fuck, they're not a team anymore. I'd be like, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Does the NHL have a Vancouver team?
The Canucks.
Well, you could
I could throw an MLS. I might put Major League Soccer as a whole as one of the fucking
in general.
You should.
Every Major League Soccer club. Why? Because your league's fucking garbage.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna do that. I hope that people get that I'm just having fun and this does not need to be seriously debated. It's just gonna be a little Bardo meter and then I'll get out of it. There's so much to talk about.
By the way, I want to tip my cap to you. Your Bardo meter last week, and I didn't hear the whole show, but I just heard you breaking down the ways in which baseball could improve. I thought that was very good. That was very good, Bart Winkler. I enjoyed that last week. So I'll have to listen tonight.
I even did a TikTok on it. It got 5,000 views.
On TikTok or on Twitter?
I put it on YouTube. It got 119 views.
I sometimes use the TikTok studio to make videos, and then I just download it and post it on Twitter and never post it on TikTok.
Oh. How many views on you running around the building at midnight last night?
That one had only 4,000 views.
Man, hard to believe that wouldn't be viral.
Well, I did post it at 1 in the morning, and it wasn't that great.
I was being facetious.
Well, it depends if it's on Twitter or whatever. You know how many times I've been told, like, and this is going to be cocky, Bart, that's your best tweet ever. I've been told that a lot. I'm a lot. So, all right, guys. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Always appreciate it.
Grant, why don't you do Brewers MVP? Do that question on your show.
So I got to go on air in 23 minutes, and I'm yawning a lot. And that worries me.
Who if you had to bet right now, you don't put any money down, but if you're right, you get $100. Who's the Brewers MVP?
Team MVP. Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Sure. Yeah. Phones will ring off the hook for that. That'll move the needle.
That's spicy. How about this? If you were the
Stephon Diggs one. Dude, what if Stephon Diggs was the Packers?
If you were the Packers GM, would you have traded
this 2020? No, for your show?
I deliver you guys great shit.
I take Paul's shit all the time. Paul, what was your topic 2 weeks ago? I got a whole show out of it. Justin Fields something.
If you were the Bears, why wouldn't you explore trading the pick to get an established quarterback?
Yeah. What a great fucking question.
I had Paul on when you were in Florida. It was just the two of us on my show.
That's awesome.
We did, and this is neither good nor bad, I think we accomplished everything that we normally accomplish in an hour plus in about 14 minutes. Like I think sure we were missing, you know, some of the charm, but we kind of did it.
You were missing the lapse in internet connectivity.
Yeah.
You know, Bart, you are like the personification of the Chris Pratt one from Parks and Rec. Hey, Leslie, I typed in your symptoms into the thing here and it says you have network connectivity problems.
Yeah.
This has been fun. Truly, it has. I look forward to every conversation we have, and I'm already thinking about next week. I can't wait.
Let me just check the Brewers schedule quick here. You guys can go at any time.
I'm going to leave. Bye, guys. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. I don't want to go. I have to go. See you, fellas.
Bye. Thank you, everyone, for stopping into the Winklerverse. I'm trying to check the calendar, and it looks like my entire calendar has been erased. So now I have a brand new problem to deal with. Oh, no, it's back. Solar eclipse on Monday. Should I go live? We'll do Wednesday next week. Bucks and Celtics play Tuesday. That'll get people riled up. Celtics probably sit everybody, so will we. Brewers will be involved in a series with the Reds. Thank you. Like and subscribe. For Grant, for Paul, for Dave. I'm Bart Winkler.